Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You know it's my favorite time of the week.
I do.
But before we can play this week's show, let's go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the last names of two women who have been honored with the title of Dame, Andrews and Rigg. Change one letter to an A, not the one that's there, of course, and you can spell a five-letter word that names something both women have received and a six-letter word that describes one of the women. What are the words?
Well,
if you change one of the G's to an A, you can spell award and singer. Okay, Ian, on May 1st, 1931, the Empire State Building in New York City was officially opened when President Herbert Hoover pressed a button in Washington, D.C. and switched on the building's lights. Ironically, the first time that tower lights were used atop the building was to signal Franklin Roosevelt's victory over Hoover in the 1932 presidential election. To commemorate its opening, this week our quiz is about the Empire State Building.
Let's hope no one turns the switch off.
Let's find out. After a centipede bites through its stem, the title fruit of the 1961 book James and the Giant Peach rolls off the cliffs of Dover, is flown across the Atlantic by hundreds of seagulls, and is impaled on the antenna of the Empire State Building. What children's author wrote this series of events?
Roald Dahl.
That is correct. And in that book, the peach rolls by a, quote, famous chocolate factory, which is possibly a reference to Willy Wonka's factory, which came out in the book 3 years later.
Huh.
The colored lights atop the Empire State Building are often chosen to commemorate holidays, special events, or other noteworthy occasions. On February 1, 2015, the lights were used as a virtual scoreboard as they changed colors to reflect which team was currently winning what sporting event.
The Super Bowl?
It is the Super Bowl, yes. And the day before that, they rotated through the colors of all 32 NFL teams to celebrate the end of the season. According to an urban legend, a penny dropped from the top of the Empire State Building would be traveling so fast when it hit the ground that it would embed itself in the sidewalk. This theory was debunked by showing that the penny's terminal velocity wouldn't be nearly fast enough if the updrafts and the lower floors didn't prevent it from hitting the ground at all. On a 2003 episode of what Discovery Channel series?
That sounds like Mythbusters.
It sounds like Mythbusters because it is. Filmed from the 41st floor of the Time Life building between 8:06 p.m. on July 25th and 2:42 a.m. on July 26th, 1964, Empire is a silent black-and-white movie consisting entirely of a single stationary shot of the Empire State Building. The film was directed and produced by what pioneering American pop artist?
Andy Warhol?
Yeah, who else, right? And finally, 2 days after the death of actress Faye Ray in August of 2004, the Empire State Building stood in complete darkness for 15 minutes. While her acting career spanned some 57 years, Ray is perhaps best known for her role in what 1933 movie, which features a climactic scene atop the Empire State Building.
'Twas Beauty Killed the Beast, King Kong.
That is correct. And my favorite piece of King Kong trivia is the 1976 Neil Simon film Murder by Death. The sound of the doorbell ringing, which is a woman screaming, is Fay Wray's scream from King Kong.
Huh. Cool.
I love that. Do you change colors on different holidays? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or if you wish to climb the ranks of trivia, you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Empire State. Change one letter to an N, and you can rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase, seven letters, four letters, for a measurement standard used at the Empire State Building. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor whose puzzles appear in the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, see you this same time next week.
See you at the top of the elevator.